Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, guys, here we go. Welcome in. Sorry about the technical difficulties we're having here this morning, but we have managed to figure it out. There's more than one way to figure out how to get the voices across to you, and we have done that. So welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain here, people. Plenty going on this morning, including Wimbledon action. Get ready to take center stage. That's coming up at 8 o'clock, Djokovic, and then the whole world to be, well, at least the whole betting world to be checking out Nadal and Federer coming up at about 10 o'clock here this morning. Major League Baseball last night, back in action today, full slate of games. So there's a lot going on here, a lot to be excited about. And hell, Dane, we even cashed an esports ticket yesterday. I don't know how, couldn't monitor it. All I know is I had more money than I started with, so I'm just going to assume our guys ended up coming through yesterday. So congratulations to the esports winners putting a few bucks in our pocket yesterday.
Anti-Maj in the building. Absolutely. You know, that conversation was going on crazily yesterday. It continued on my show Fantasy Freestyle last night. People are really interested in it. But Joe, what I really say, remember, this is coming from the guy who bets reality TV, right? So it doesn't matter what we're betting on. If the cash is still good for goods and services in this country, we will bet on it. So shout out to Anti-Maj. Good morning, Joe. But we had other big things going on, right? Trades in the NBA, contract demands in the NFL right after we get off air. Big things going on besides just baseball and Wimbledon.
Yeah, NBA does an amazing job, too, of somehow managing to just completely change the landscape every other, like, 4 days. You have to kind of look and go, like, who's on the team? Like, I don't even know what rosters look like anymore. And I can't remember a season, an off season, where you had just about every major name in the NBA is now going to be wearing a different jersey. Can I tell you something? I'm almost like, all right, let's go. I'm ready for the NBA season to kick up again. And I can't remember the last time we've had that kind of anticipation, that kind of excitement heading into a season that it just ended. And already we can't wait until the next season starts.
Yeah. And honestly, Joe, I think this is going to become a trend, not only in the NBA, but in other sports as well. And why? Because the players are kind of taking control of this themselves, right? We see, you know, Paul George says, okay, get me with Kawhi, you know, that sort of thing. Or, you know, Anthony Davis kind of worked his way to Los Angeles. And I think we're seeing that in other sports, right? In the NFL with the Melvin Gordon news coming off of like last year with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. I think across the sports landscape, athletes are taking control of their narrative and trying to go where they want, create the conditions that they want. And I think it was led by the NBA players. And so I think we're going to start to see that when free agency opens on July 1st. It's not only free agency. The trade market is so crazy as well, obviously, with the big news yesterday of Westbrook being moved. So, you know, I think those are the dominoes that will always fall. And next summer, we're going to see some other names that come out of left field that we weren't thinking about trying to maneuver their situations.
Yeah, it seems like we're on a two-year cycle here in the NBA because when you look at what these teams have had to give up, Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, guys, they don't have a draft pick for the next 7 years, basically. In the so it's do or die for these teams
Thunder
who are mortgaging the future
draft pick, right, for the rest of the decade.
Yeah. To win now, and that's basically it. You're giving them, and if I'm these GMs, if I'm Daryl Morey, like, what do I care if we don't have a pick in 3 years? Because chances are I'm probably not going to be here if this doesn't work anyway. So it kind of push all the chips in the table. You got guys like, you know, Jerry West, who's 81 years old. Do you think he gives a crap if there's not going to be a draft pick in the next 4 years? Like, he's just like, all right, the time is now. It's win at all costs, win now. We'll kick the can down the road. Whatever may happen down the road happens, but we've got to win now. And it's not a build for the future. It's a win now. And let's face it, what is Oklahoma City going to do with 97 draft? They're going to use that to go out and get the Giannis's of the world. They're going to go out and use that draft capital to try and lure other big free agents over the next couple of years to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, Joe. You know it. I've said it now so many times. It is a race away from the middle, right? And when you have an opportunity, when the window is open, when the iron is hot, that is when you strike. Look at the Cleveland Browns, Joe. They were acquiring all that draft capital. Then they finally hit on Baker Mayfield, right? And then they're like, boom, it's time for us to go all in right now. And that's what we are seeing with some of these teams. If you're a team, you know, like LA and you want to go for it, you go for it. If you're a team now like Oklahoma City and you realize you're not going to contend, let me accumulate the assets so I can have them as weapons in my disposal over the course of the next few years. But that's what it is, Joe. Some teams are saying, now is my time. More teams are thinking that because they think the Warriors are vulnerable. And other teams that realize they can't compete right now are just going to accumulate as much assets as possible so they can strike when the iron is hot, whenever they do hit on, you know, the process, whenever that is. And I think that's what we're seeing across all of sports, the race away from the middle, Joe. And the Oklahoma City Thunder have declared that, you know, in their race, they're taking the fork that's going, we'll kick the can down the road and we'll accumulate assets and we'll strike when the iron's hot. The real question now is, where's Chris Paul going to go? Because I doubt he stays on the Thunder by the season tip off. You know, myself, I think the banana boat gets back together in L.A.
I don't, for the life of me, and this is maybe the other big part of it, I can't tell you if any of these moves are A-rated. Like, I honestly have no idea. Can Westbrook and Harden coexist? I have no idea. Can AD and LeBron manage to? I have no idea. I mean, Kawhi and Paul George, great. Looks good. Like, all of this looks great on paper, and it's like big names and lights and all of that good stuff. But ultimately, I have no idea if any of these teams can sustain success over an 82-game season plus the play. I have no idea. Maybe that's why the NBA is actually, you know, king of the hill right now and is going to give the NFL a run for their money, that's for sure. All right, we'll give you the latest numbers from Vegas, tell you what they think about the trade. Has it moved the needle? We'll talk about that next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas,
the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, welcome back in here on this Friday edition of Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Want to thank you guys very much for making us a part of your day. As, you know, technology is wonderful when it works. We're working through it, but we want to thank you for your patience. And, of course, we're excited for the weekend. We do have some tennis action here. Wimbledon, all big names, which is nice. The big three plus Serena, in all likelihood, will be holding up a some sort of championship, another Grand Slam tournament. Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, Serena, good stuff there for Wimbledon. And then, of course, Major League Baseball had a little taste of it again last night. Back at it today, full slate. The NBA continues to make headlines here today with yet another trade involving a monster all-star name. That, of course, being Russell Westbrook on his way to the Houston Rockets to take on or to partner up with his old buddy there, James Harden. And for those of you that don't remember, they did play together for a little while back, a few years ago, that is, before they all decided to go. Yeah, and then they decided to all go on their merry way. And I feel bad for the Oklahoma City Thunder fan base. I know how invested they were in Russell Westbrook. I know how invested Russell Westbrook was in the community there. So yeah, it's tough losing a guy like Durant that you watched and that you supported grow and decide to leave. And now, of course, Russell Westbrook, too. He's on his way. Paul George. It's a rough time, I think, for the Oklahoma City fan base. But I do trust, if I was you guys, I would trust Sam Presti. Don't forget, through the draft, he was able to build all of that. So he would the Serge Ibaka's, the James Harden's, the Russell Westbrook. So Steve you have Adams, the right guy at the helm for a rebuild. Whether or not he uses all of those picks for a rebuild will depend on it. But I do think at least they can hang their hat on the fact that I think the right guy's in charge in Oklahoma City. So Thunder fans, I know it sucks now, but it could very well get better sooner rather than later, Dane.
Yeah, I think it will. You know, I keep on going back to my running away from the middle narrative. And listen, if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, what was going to happen this year anyway? Russell Westbrook was going to go for like 37, 11, and 12 per game, you know, but you weren't going to win many games. You weren't competing with the Clippers, with the Lakers, with the Nuggets, with the Warriors, with the Jazz right now. And what have you done? You have flipped now Paul George and Russell Westbrook into literally dozens of high round picks, you know, over the course of the next 4 years. So if we fast forward, Joe, and God willing, when we're still doing this show in, like, you know, 2022, what we're going to be seeing is, wow, look at the young core of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then they're going to be able to flip like one or two more of those picks for a really good player at a trading deadline 3 years down the road. And when LeBron has retired, when Anthony Davis is going off his like 11th surgery, when Kawhi Leonard has like decided he wants to go do something else, the Thunder will be primed and ready to go to once again ascend in the West. And I think, like you said, it comes down to Presti really kind of understanding where they are. I say teams need to look themselves in the mirror. The Thunder have looked themselves in the mirror, realized they can't keep up in the arms race, and so they kick the can down the road. That is the way of professional sports here in 2019.
Yeah, it's and that's going to be the way of the NBA. Now, some people will say this is awful. It's awful for the fans because it's so hard. You know, you want to get attached. Yeah. You want to feel... You know, you want to feel invested in guys, and then all of a sudden they're here today. Yeah.
Not all of a sudden.
Yeah, No, but, you know, again, tell that to the guys in Toronto right now who all bought Kawhi Leonard jersey. So it's not easy. I mean, you know, Golden State is people sitting with Durant jerseys. It sucks. Paul George jerseys. It's not fun. I mean, George just signed a. You thought for sure you locked him up there in a 4-year deal. Like, we gave him all the money he wanted. We got our duo, and then he leaves, and now the dominoes fall. And yeah, he's been there 11 years, but it ain't going to be any easier pill to swallow for a fan base. And that's just the way of the NBA now, where there's not going to be any more. There's not going to be any more loyalty, so to speak. And quite honestly, I think it's maybe one of the hardest sports to be a dedicated fan to of one team. Like, you can be a fan of the NBA and look at this and go, this is the greatest thing ever. Now, from not having a horse in the race, I'm excited to watch to see how it all unfolds. But, man, if you're in the city, like, you're a diehard fan of one of these teams, like, what in the hell are you supposed to – it's rough, I think, for the fan base fans in the NBA.
Right.
The casual fans actually has it better than the diehard fan, which is crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. And you know what's really funny, Joe, is when you were just saying, like, if you don't have a horse in the race, right? And I'm like – yeah, like me. And then I realized, wait, I'm a Knicks fan. But at this point, to be a Knicks fan is like not having a dog in the race. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was funny. And then I think about it.
True.
In this, because you're right. In the 80s, let's say, right, there were players that were synonymous with their teams. You know what I mean? Bird, Magic, Dominique Wilkins, you know, that sort of thing, right? Jordan, clearly. Even when he gets to things like Kobe. And I'm thinking now, I'm trying to go through the current superstars in the NBA, right? How many of them, Joe, do you think will literally just spend their entire career with the one team that drafted them? I can think of like three or four. I'm thinking of Stephen Clay. I'm thinking of Giannis, who may stay a Buck for life. I'm thinking of Damian Lillard, who just signed his Supermax extension, whatever it is. Can you really think of any like legit all NBA kind of talent, like year in, year out all-star, that you really think will or like stay with their franchise for the entire career? Because no, you're right. This is the way it goes, the player movement. And they just text their boys and like, how can we link up? How can we sync our contracts up? Because there's very few. I don't know, Joe. Can you think of any more, really?
You know, I don't think it. I think that they're going to be unicorns, man. I really do. Like, you hear about them, Bigfoot. You've heard about them, but I don't know that you're ever going to see them. I mean, hell, it didn't get any more Miami Heat than Dwayne Wade, and even he went and played for two other teams before he eventually came back. I mean, the Dirk Nowitzkis of the world, I don't know if we'll ever see him again, man. I really don't. Even Lillard, once he – I don't know. Was Steph and Clay maybe the two that you could look at and be like, they'll probably. But, I mean, hell, they were saying that same thing about Dwayne Wade here, that he'll always be a – and then all of a sudden, boom, he's in Chicago, he's in Cleveland. It's like, what the hell just happened here? It's crazy. It depends on how long they play. And even a four-year contract – what does a four-year contract mean in the NBA now, Dane? What does it mean? So you got your max money. What the hell does that mean now?
Yeah, absolutely nothing. And don't forget, Joe, and I think it's like 2 or 3 years, they're going to negotiate a new CBA. Right, hopefully, right?
Right.
And so then we're going to start – people think these contracts are crazy now. We're going to start seeing guys make like literally $50 million a year. When this Giannis Antetokounmpo contract is up, they're going to offer – people are going to offer him – they're going to line up to offer him $50 million a year. Will the Bucks be able to match that? Or then will even Giannis, who is a guy who I'm sure a lot of people think, oh, well, he'll be in Milwaukee. He says all the right things. He wants to uplift that franchise. But I guarantee you in like 6 years from now, Giannis is going to be on a major team in a major market probably, you know, and that's the way it goes, and it's unfortunate.
Right.
You think these rules with the bird rights and the Supermax are really to try to increase the chance of a guy staying with their home franchise, but, you know, it's swimming against the whirlpool at this point.
It really is, man, but kudos to them. I mean, Vegas, there weren't a whole lot of action going on yesterday, last night with the announcement from the trade. I mean, Houston went from a 12-1 favorite to win the NBA championship next year to an 8-1. They're now fourth in the NBA. The Clippers, for the most part, it's a little difference between West Coast and East Coast. And the West Coast, the Lakers are still the favorite, believe it or not. But in points bet and FanDuel on the East Coast in Jersey, it's still the Clippers who are the favorite, and not a lot of movement knowing Russell Westbrook's on his way to Houston. So the bookmakers are like, that's nice, but it's not going to change the world. And plus, I don't blame – how the hell can you even handicap what that team is going to look like? We'll try to do it next.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Back, make it rain here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's your boy Dane Martinez. We're gonna get Joe back in a couple of minutes. Okay, you know, we always talk about technology is a beautiful thing when it works, but we're gonna keep it riding going on here to help you win your leagues and win that cash. Also, gotta tell you guys, listen, put your money where your mouth is. And take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports wagering. Go to FanDuel.com/grid and you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That is a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spread, game total, props, parlays, in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And also, got to remind you, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See the website, FanDuel.com/grid, for details. All right, we are back getting into it. And by the way, I also got to let you guys know that, as usual, we have a poll question up, okay? You can always follow us at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. The question I ask you, and it's the lead into what I want to talk about this segment as we get our man, the Rain Man, back, is what do you think is going to happen here with Melvin Gordon and the Chargers? What is the end game for Melvin Gordon and the Chargers? If you did not hear yesterday, big news out of the NFL, and we'll see what it turns out to be down the road because of how the Chargers respond. But yesterday morning, Melvin Gordon or his agent came on out and said, listen, you need to either extend me or you need to trade me, and if you don't do either, I'm not reporting to training camp. And that's interesting because Melvin Gordon did report to kind of OTAs, mini camp last month or earlier this month, okay? But now Melvin Gordon, who is on the last year of his rookie deal, okay? Most rookie deals are the four-year contracts, but then with the option for the fifth year that the team can kind of opt into, they activated that fifth year of Melvin Gordon's contract, right? And Melvin Gordon is saying, listen, man, I don't want to do it. I'm a running back who's going to be age 26. I want that security. I have been one of the best running backs in the NFL over the last 3 years since I have been in the NFL. Okay. He came into it from Wisconsin. There were some injury concerns. Okay. But if you look at all the metrics, the PFF grades and stuff like that, especially running against stacked boxes. Okay. Melvin Gordon is easily one of the top backs in the NFL. Melvin Gordon is easily a RB1 for fantasy purposes. Melvin Gordon is easily a first-round fantasy football draft pick this year. I personally have him as number 6 overall in fantasy, okay? And this guy now comes out and says, listen, you got to pay me or you got to trade me. And I'm of a lot of different minds of this. First is like, wow, Le'Veon Bell. Remember last year when Le'Veon Bell was saying, no, I'm doing this for the principle of it all. I'm doing this to start to blaze a trail for other players. Well, here it is, okay? Melvin Gordon is one of these beneficiaries because now when he makes this kind of ultimatum, when he makes this kind of demand, the Chargers have to be like, you know what? He may actually hold out. We've seen it happen. We saw it happen with Le'Veon Bell. He actually had the testicular fortitude to hold himself out all year. So now this threat, that Melvin Gordon is making carries more weight. You know what I mean? And I can understand Melvin Gordon doing it. He's got an opportunity of leverage. What is the leverage, you ask? Well, to me, the leverage is the fact that the Chargers are one of the contenders in the AFC. All right, you may hear me on my other show, Fantasy Freestyle. I do division by division previews, team previews and stuff. And people know I have been high on the Chargers for the last 2 years. Okay, and going into this year, I believe the Los Angeles Chargers are one of, if not the most complete team in all of football. Okay, they addressed any holes on their defense with drafting Tillery, the kid out of Notre Dame, to plug up the middle in the first round. They got the safety Adderley in the second round, okay, to pair with Derwin James, with their cornerbacks like Hayward and King, who are ridiculous, okay? They have one of the top-rated secondaries in the NFL. They have the pass rush they need on defense with Bosa and Ingram. They have everything they need, okay? And here's the other thing. I'm high on the Chargers. A lot of people are. It's kind of a sexy pick to go far, especially if you expect any kind of regression from the Kansas City Chiefs this year, whether it be a Tyreek Hill suspension, or regression from Patty Mahomes, them missing Kareem Hunt, or whatever reason you think the Chiefs may slow down a little bit this year. The Chargers window is open. The Chargers window is open right now. And I understand you might be able to say, oh, running backs, they're a dime a dozen, blah, blah, blah. Most running backs are. Not your all-pro, not your Pro Bowl running backs, okay? Melvin Gordon is one of, six or seven running backs in the NFL that actually, I think, do move the needle. And the key is the rest of the team, the Chargers, are ready to win right now. So ultimately, and unfortunately for the Chargers, I think they may have to pay the man. I think they may have to pay the man because the window is as long as Philip Rivers is still there, which is what, another 2 years, right? Because at that point in time, they're going to have to reset anyway. They have this opportunity now with Philip Rivers still upright and healthy, having one of his best seasons of his career last year. All the pieces are in place. Hunter Henry coming back. A lot of people think a breakout emergence from Mike Williams coming this year, right? So if they're ready to win, you don't just pull out your Pro Bowl running back. And I know a lot of people think Austin Eckler is serviceable in his work last year. I know a lot of people think Josh Jackson flashed last year in his limited time on a Thursday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? But you need your horse. Melvin Gordon is one of the like six or seven workhorse running backs in the NFL. The team is ready to win now. I think you actually have to pay him. I think that because of the kind of on the precipice nature that the Chargers have, I think because of the, in essence, the precedent and testimony of Le'Veon Bell, the precedent that, listen, the running back at this age may in fact actually hold out. They can't necessarily just call Melvin Gordon's bluff, okay? And Melvin Gordon knows he could go the Le'Veon Bell route. He could sit out all year, wind up next year, have more tread on his tires, be a 27-year-old running back, and be a wide-open free agent. He knows he'll have the market. And so really, the ball is in fact in the Los Angeles Chargers court in order to, I think, pay the man, all right? And let me know what you think. You can do that in so many different ways, okay? We obviously have the chat room going on right now, people letting us know what they think there. But we do also have the poll question. I said, what do you think the end game here for Melvin Gordon and the Chargers are? Do you think the Chargers do, in fact, extend him? Do you think the Chargers go ahead and trade him? Do you think Gordon actually sticks to his word, neither one of these things happen, and he actually does hold out for a period of time? Or do you think this is a lot of buzz about nothing? He'll wind up playing this year, play out the rest of the last year of this deal, the rookie contract, and then there's just no way that he like comes back to the Chargers and he moves on after this season. Right now, 55% of you guys out there agree with me and think the Chargers will extend him. I think this is a unique situation where the player has leverage. And you would think, oh, what about last year when Le'Veon Bell was in this situation? Didn't a lot of people think that the Pittsburgh Steelers were primed and ready to make a championship run? They had been a perennial playoff contender. Similar concept when you have Big Ben, the aging star quarterback as well. Here's the difference for me. The Steelers really believed in James Conner. The Steelers thought they had a big-time replacement in James Conner. And it turns out they did. This year, James Conner is a first-round fantasy draft pick, right? James Conner was a Pro Bowler last year. So they knew they had their proverbial next man up in James Conner. I don't think that the Chargers are necessarily in the same position, okay? They like Austin Eckler. They like Josh Jackson. But I don't think they believe that he represents the next man up in the same way that the Steelers believe that Connor was ready to, you know, step right in and do the job. I think that is a big difference. And when you think about it, if you're the Chargers, like, can you risk the loss of Melvin Gordon? I actually don't think you can. I think you need to extend him. And 55% of you in the chat room do in fact agree. And here's the reason I bring this up, okay? Look at it right now. If you look at this division, okay, the Los Angeles Chargers, their win total right now in most places is 9.5 or even 10 in some places. That is one of the highest win totals in the AFC, in the entire NFL. If you look at, you know, the markets, I'm over on FanDuel right now. The Chargers are plus 175 choices to win the AFC West, okay? A lot of people like the Kansas City Chiefs. They're one of the big favorites. I'm fading the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that there's regression from Patty Mahomes. I think Tyreek Hill misses time, you know, things of that nature, right? If you look at the AFC, the Chargers are like, in essence, tied for the third choice. You got the Patriots at plus 320. You got the Chiefs at plus 350, okay? You set those two aside. And the Chargers are, in essence, the next choice. They are basically tied with the Indianapolis Colts and the Cleveland Browns, teams that people like to maybe win the AFC South and the AFC North. The Chargers are right there. The Colts are at plus 700, Browns 750, and the Chargers at plus 750. So this is a team that is a legitimate contender. And then there's a huge drop in the AFC down to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 14-1. All right. So they're a real contender. And I don't think you want to, on a real contender, all of a sudden be ready to have, you know, fantasy first round draft pick Melvin Gordon to lead your running back stable. And then all of a sudden you back him out and you have Austin Eckler and Josh Jackson. I think because of where the Chargers are primed and ready to go, the Chargers. The demand. I want to hear what you think. Let me know in the chat room. Let me know on the phone lines. You can open up the phone lines as well. The number is 844-843-6879. We'll talk a little bit about this and more when we come back on Make It Rain on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And who knows, when we check in, we may have Joe Ranieri back as well. Come on back and find out. If you missed it, how's that? Come back.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Welcome back. Make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez holding you guys down. We're going to get to Robert Airy back in a minute. Working on that right now. You know, we got me in New York. We got Joe in Miami making it happen. Maybe it's the beautiful sun over there that's frying the internet out there. And, you know, he's ready to talk a little bit of golf. We're going to be doing that as soon as Joe gets back. But I was talking about Melvin Gordon and how I think this is actually a unique situation where Melvin Gordon swung the hammer of leverage at the absolute right time. And I got someone in the chat room just going by a number here, 446-3013, is saying, kind of taking the opposite side here, is saying, listen, running backs are a dime a dozen and that they should actually just let him walk. And I know some people think that running backs are a dime a dozen. And I know that that has played out over the course of the last few years in the NFL, right? As we move to this passing league, we know that the average running back lifespan is something like 3 or 4 years max. We know that's why a lot of times these running backs don't get big time contracts later on in their career, because this position is viewed as, you know, replaceable very easily, kind of when you think about like the quote unquote value over replacement, that sort of thing. So I understand completely the camp and the idea that, you know, you could just go out and find someone that will replace Melvin Gordon. But I disagree, okay? And I think that running backs are a dime a dozen. I think Melvin Gordon is actually above the line of where you can say, no, 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 this is actually an important player on your squad that will raise all boats and open up a ton of other things. And one of the reasons for that is if you look at some PFF numbers, they do stats and ratings against stacked boxes, against when there's like 8 in the box or even more. And Melvin Gordon is actually the best running back in the NFL over the last 3 years in that context, when facing 8 or more in the box. Okay, so that's not just a, you know, it's like him, Zeke Elliott, and Todd Gurley, you know, and that's not just any other running back. Okay, I think Melvin Gordon actually is a running back that is, you know, kind of in that top tier, whether it be fantasy or in real football. Now, I understand that the Chargers may be hesitant because, you know, he's had an injury concerns in the past, things of that nature. But the other part of this, and I'm saying this to 446-3013 in the chat room and to anybody else who will listen, is that the Chargers are primed and ready for success right now. You know, and so here's the alternative. The alternative is they go ahead and let him go. Right. And they go at it with like an Austin Eckler and a Josh Jackson, or they go out and sign someone off the street like a Jay Ajayi, who is still available out there. Right. Or they go and trade for a guy like a LeSean McCoy or something like that, or any other guy that could be on the move. Right. Or could be brought in. There is a drop off from Melvin Gordon to whoever that is. And when you talk about the Los Angeles Chargers this season, I think one game might matter. Okay, the difference of one game, one quarter might matter. Remember, the Chargers and the Chiefs both finished 12-4 last year. The Chiefs just won a tiebreaker. Okay, and guess what? If the Chargers had that tiebreaker, then instead of having to go to New England divisional weekend where they got boat raced, right? It was like 45-14, something like that. Instead of having to go to New England in that division weekend, they host a game instead. Maybe an East Coast team is flying out west, okay? It is so close when you're splitting hairs at the top of the conference, okay? Whether it be for buys, for home field advantage, they are likely going to have another battle for a division title with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And one game might make the difference. And the delta between Melvin Gordon and like your Austin Eckler, Josh Jackson, or whatever's behind door number three, I think is actually a difference. And can the Chargers as a franchise risk that difference, even if it's this much? Even if it's this much, can they risk that difference when they're primed and ready to go? And when they are, you know, in essence, in the last 2 years of Philip Rivers' career, of when he's a productive, also reliable quarterback that can get you to the promised land. When this defense is, you know, looking like they're going to be one of the top five in the NFL. Because of the rest of where the Chargers are, the idea that the little boost that you get from Melvin Gordon not being an ordinary running back who is a dime a dozen, I think matters more for the Chargers than it would for, say, the Tennessee Titans or the Buffalo Bills, you know, or the Denver Broncos or any other team who, instead of being projected to win 10 games this year, is projected to win more like 8. When you're up at the top of the conference, literally potentially fighting for a division title, a bye, and or home field advantage against the likes of the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Colts, the NFC North winner, whoever you like that to be, whether that's Cleveland, Pittsburgh, or somebody else like Baltimore. You know, so I do think it does in fact matter, all right? And that's why we put it up as our poll question. And right now, you guys, up. It has changed, though. Less people are thinking to extend them. More people think that Gordon kind of holds true to his laurels here and actually does hold out. You know, the funny part is, here's the other impact about it, right? And, you know, I talk about fantasy all the time. We talk about make it rain. We talk about, you know, the betting impact on all this. And I went over the win total for the Chargers. I went over their kind of division, their division odds at plus 175. I think that's tasty, especially if Melvin Gordon is a part of this roster. The other part is the fantasy impact, right? And I think that's hysterical. I tell you, I am in this Scotty Fishbowl league, Scotty Fish 9. It was a trending topic on Twitter. This is an amazing league. I mentioned it to Joe earlier in the week when we started the draft on Monday as fantasy football season kind of kicks off. There are over 1,200 teams in this Scotty Fishbowl league, all right? In just my, conference, which you'd call it, there are 5 divisions of 12 team leagues. Okay, so that's 60 teams right there in this one conference. All right, and there's apparently like 20 to 30 conferences. We're talking over 1,200 teams. Half of the teams are so-called experts that are in the fantasy community, work for websites, you know, either as writers or broadcasters like myself, and about half of them are fans who just want to get involved and kind of, you know, test their skill up against the experts, right? And so in my division, which is called the Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson division, there's some heavyweights, okay? We got like Brad Evans from Yahoo. We got my man Andy Singleton, the People's Pen, myself as a shark in the water. And then you got some fans. And the way the format of this goes is it's kind of over email. You know, it's one of these long-form drafts, and you have hours to make your pick, okay? And it kind of, you know, it signals you when you're up on the clock. And by the way, I may be up on the clock personally, in about, in the next hour or so, there's one pick to be made until I go. We are deep in it. We are in the 15th round right now. But the fun part about this is really the camaraderie, right? Because then you go on social media. Like I said, it was trending yesterday. You go on social media and people are starting to talk about their teams. There's good-natured trash talk going on, right? And it was interesting that
somebody asked me on Twitter, like, everybody's talking about the Scott Fishbowl League. Like, what are the prizes? And there are technically some prizes, but they're all like donations from companies, you know, like whether it's getting the championship belt, whether it's getting a free subscription to blah, blah, blah. But what it's really about is the pride. What it's really about is the bragging rights. What it's really about is talking smack to other experts and bringing in the fans, you know, kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun. And so I bring that up because, you know, I was drafting. And yesterday I was drafting, and in like whatever the 14th round that I was in, I needed a running back. Okay. In my roster, I had like three or four running backs. I needed another running back. I go ahead and make my pick on who my running back is. It was like, who was it? It was like Ito Smith was my running back. Remember, we're in like the 15th round or whatever it is, right? And then this Melvin Gordon news comes out. And what do you know? The next two picks are, boom, Austin Eckler and Josh Jackson. You know, and I think it's hysterical. And this is kind of the risk of drafting early. You know, we talk about, when do you want to draft? How am I going to start it right after July 4th? And now it's the kind of, the draft season is starting. But this is the risk. These things can happen, right? We're going to see injuries in like training camp in week one of the preseason. We're still going to see more player movement. I mentioned a guy like Jay Ajayi, I think, is still out there. There's some other kind of unsigned guys that are still going to join teams that are going to change the dynamic for volume, for touches, for production, right? And so if you go ahead and made a draft pick and then something happens like it's Melvin Gordon news and he does, in fact, say, get traded, or he does, in fact, hold out. Like, if this time last year you drafted Le'Veon Bell, you thought you had a first-round running back, and he didn't play a down all season. You know what I mean? So it's very interesting about also when you time out your drafts. Excuse me. It's also very interesting when you time out your drafts, and a lot of people are doing it early, but that's when it gets going. But you do risk these kind of implications. And I think it's funny that at this point of the draft, you know, when you're in like round 15 and you're taking flyers on people anyway, right? Why as well take a guy who may ascend to be a lead running back because the guy who's in that position is now holding out. You know what I mean? And so that's what would have happened if you drafted James Conner last year, and it really it worked out well. You know what I mean? And so we'll see if that's what happens this year with guys like Austin Eckler, with guys like Josh Jackson. I think that's the way it's going to go. Let me do a favor and bring in Venmo Brian here right now. He's our resident millennial out here. And I want to ask him a couple questions about this Melvin Gordon thing as it relates to fantasy, and then also about the way that players are kind of taking control of their own narratives and going where they want. So Venmo B, are you with me, brother man?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? So what do you think about this Melvin Gordon thing? Do you think the Chargers need to turn around and pay him? Do you think that this is made, or more importantly, do you think this is made possible by the Le'Veon Bell move of last year?
Yeah, but I'm more worried about Zeke in like 2 years doing the same thing.
Yes, you are a Cowboys fan. Yeah, you are worried about maybe problem. Zeke. Right, but Zeke also, here's the thing. The problem is that the Cowboys have more leverage there because, listen, Melvin Gordon has been a good citizen. Right, Melvin Gordon has missed some games because of injury and stuff, but there's no real suspension risk with Melvin Gordon, right? With Zeke Elliott, the question is more like, I know the production is there, but there are other reasons why he may not be worth the extension or the long-term investment, you know, because not only do you worry about potentially missing games due to injury, but you worry about him, you know, three strikes and he's out. You know what I mean, kind of thing. You could be worried about him missing a substantial chunk of time due to injury. He's already served the 6-game suspension, so that makes sense. But let's take it back. You know, you said, right, Melvin Gordon could do this. You're worried about Zeke doing this. It is the rare player that can do this, right? The guy in the chat room is like, hey, running backs are a dime a dozen. But the people we're talking about, Le'Veon Bell, Zeke Elliott, Melvin Gordon, these guys are not a dime a dozen. You know what I mean? So do you think Antonio Brown did this? You know, we see Anthony Davis doing this in the NBA. You know, Paul George was able to do this. Russell Westbrook was able to do this. These are guys who are not a dime a dozen. Do you think this trend for true all-star talent, do you think this precedent will continue?
Definitely, especially if it works. Look at Le'Veon Bell. Like, I guess it didn't really work, but at least he got paid eventually.
So, I mean, then it did work, right?
Yeah. He just had to wait.
Exactly. But wait, weight is not a big deal, Joe. I mean, excuse me, Venmo B, when, like, you know you have the pot of gold at the end of the tunnel. And here's the other thing that could happen, and it could happen to Melvin Gordon. What happens if last year in week five, Lev Bell tears his ACL or his Achilles? What happens if Melvin Gordon, they don't extend him, they don't trade him, he's playing out the last year of his deal, and instead of getting a bite at the free agency apple, he tears his Achilles in week 11 this year? Then what happens, you know? And there you go. Tommy Guns is in there saying as well, a contract is a contract, play it out on some level. And, you know, players are starting to try to feel differently, and they can leverage it if it works. That's what they're going to do. All right, we're coming back on the other side of the break. They have Joe Ranieri back. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more. I'm sure he wants to talk a little bit of golf as well. So come on back, top of the hour. It's more Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get it in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Gray Albright of Razzball.com.
Bryce Harper is basically like a 32-homer, 10-steal, 250 hitter. Like, okay, I mean, that's fine. It's not terrible. That is no longer a top 15 bat at all, especially with the way everyone's hitting.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Welcome back. Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Here on a Friday, as we head on into the weekend, we've been talking about two major things so far in hour number one. We been talking about the impact of this Russell Westbrook trade to the Houston Rockets. Okay, the Houston Rockets send Chris Paul back in the deal, as well as some draft pick swaps over the course of the next few years. That is big time. Russell Westbrook reuniting with James Harden, this time in Houston. And we looked at it from the Houston side of things. We looked at it from the Oklahoma City side of things. As I said, my thesis, and I've said this in all sports, it is a race away from the middle. The Houston Rockets still think they could do some things. The Oklahoma City Thunder is pushing the reset button. They are seeing the arms race in the Western Conference, saying this ain't us right now. They're going to kick the can down the road, accumulate draft assets, and make it happen, you know, when the time is right, after LeBron walks away, after the Golden State Warriors dynasty is truly compromised, and after this Clippers thing plays out, they will certainly have the draft assets to make a run a few years down the road. Then we also talked a little bit about this Melvin Gordon drama, where he came out and announced, or his agent did yesterday, that he wants to be extended by the Chargers, or else he wants to be traded by the Chargers, or else he is not going to report to training camp when it opens in a couple of weeks for the Chargers. We'll see how this one plays out. Will the Chargers extend or trade him? Will Gordon hold to his guns? And why I believe it is relevant for the Chargers to act. I think I have that again now for them to do. I guess I have to trade. I have my man to carry that. Got that.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month long quick deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Win.